From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with yours.
Welcome to the celebration of the daily televised Mass. I am Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from the Tornetta family and from the J.M.R. Foundation of Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. This Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of the Tornetta family. Our thanks to the Tornetta family and the J.M.R. Foundation of Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, for the gift of the televising of this Mass to the faithful of Canada, the USA, and the world. As we begin this Eucharist, we ask the Lord, who Joel tells us is the God of mercy and compassion, and it has been corroborated by Ezekiel, by Isaiah, by Jeremiah, that this God of compassion have mercy on us. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, put on sackcloth and lament, you priests. Wail, you ministers of the altar. Come, pass the night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God. Grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Sanctify a feast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it comes. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. There like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had cast out a demon, some people said, "He casts a demon by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and the house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say, 'I cast out the demons by Beelzebul.' Now, if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them off? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man fully armed guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders through the waterless region, looking out for a resting place. But not finding any, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and live there. And the last state of the person is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Put on sackcloth and do penance through the night. Call a day of fasting. Proclaim a gathering and get the people together. If these words sound familiar, it shouldn't be surprising. That is the spirit of Ash Wednesday. And we hear all those things as we enter into the season of Lent. But Joel brings this out to the people of God because he thinks that they are breaking the covenant, they are not keeping the Sabbath, they are not following the law of being holy from the book of Leviticus, which says, love your neighbor. And it comes from an immature theology which says, God will punish you. It is a theology that we learned when in the 40s and 50s and even in the 60s by our parents, our nuns, our priests, and generally a teaching within the church. But I say it's immature because God does not need to punish us. God is unchangeable. And in Ezekiel chapter 33, we hear the words, God does not seek the death of a sinner. Rather, God is a God of mercy and compassion. And there's a second reason why I say this theology is immature, because punishment does not come from God. Punishment is a byproduct of the sin that you and I commit. If I'm an alcoholic, then there is a tendency to have cirrhosis of the liver, to lose my job, my family, my position in society. I can't say that's a punishment from God. It's my fault. If I gamble beyond my means and capabilities, I may be tempted to steal, fraud, lose my job, be cast out from society. That's not a punishment from God. It's a reality of committing that sin. And now Joel tells us the day of the Lord is near. Now, if I don't keep the law and commandments, this is a day of judgment, this is a day of doom, this is a day of condemnation. But if I do keep the commandments, if I do observe the Sabbath, if I do observe the traditions, then the day of the Lord is a day of vindication, a day of confirmation of that everything that I do is right, is just, and that I should continue to do this in my everyday life. It is a day in which Joel tells us we need to trust in the Lord. And the same message is brought out in our gospel today. In our gospel, Jesus speaks about three different stories. One is a teaching, and the other two are parables. Jesus has been accused of casting out demons in the name of the Lord of the demons, Beelzebul himself. And that is one of the things, especially in Mark's gospel and now in Luke's gospel, where Jesus is constantly exorcising demons, and people consider that this is because Jesus was in league with them. And Jesus simply says, that does not even make sense. A kingdom divided against itself will fall. And so he speaks about the demons that there are in society, and we have to be careful with them. And then he tells us two other parables. One of the parables is say, do not trust in your strength. You might be strong, you might have an armor, you might even have a castle, but it is always dependent on not your strength, but whether the people around you are not even strong enough like you. Because if somebody stronger comes, he will overpower you. And so what is the value of your castle, your armor, your strength, your sword? It is of no avail. As I said, Jesus told this in three different occasions, and they're not in connection with each other at all. But he simply brings it out, and then he slips in a small saying, which is the key to this whole teaching and excerpt from the gospel today. The third is the idea that in order to do good, we have to be consistent. If I live a good life, then I have to be consistent in it. If I decide I'm going to change my life, then I have to be consistent enough. If I say I'm going to give up smoking, and after 3 months, you'll find that the smoking becomes even worse than before if you're not consistent in it. If I try to lose weight, and I'm not consistent, then I put on more weight than I had before. And we have those beautiful words of the Alcoholics Anonymous, one day at a time. But right in the middle of it, Jesus says, are you with me or are you against me? And the obvious thing is, of course, Jesus, I am with you. But the reality sometimes is quite different. I remember one of the ladies coming and saying to me, I have a son that is gay, and the church says that that is a disorientation. My son is made in God's image and likeness. How can he be disoriented? I have got no time for you or for your church. A young girl of 16 comes and says, I need to have an abortion because if my father ever finds out, he will kill me. I met a priest who says, I'm going to leave the church and leave the priesthood because the scandals are too much for me. Now, I know what the Catholic Catechism teaches. I know what canon law teaches. And if I don't know, I can find out. But Jesus asked me, are you for me or are you against me? Are you just going to quote the Catholic Catechism? Are you just going to quote canon law and leave them just like the scribes and Pharisees left the people in my day and time? Or are you going to sit down with them with mercy and compassion? Are you going to listen to this mother? Are you going to listen to this child? You're not supposed to give solutions because each one has got within themselves the answer to their problems and their worries. But you need to listen. You need to clarify. You need to express back to them that there is a God of mercy and compassion. A God, as Ezekiel says in chapter 33, I'm not looking out for the death of a sinner, but I'm looking out to bring them in relationship with me. And this is the core and the heart of the gospel today. Are you with me or are you against me? Will you gather with me or will you scatter? God bless you all. Let us pray together. For all those in our daily televised Mass intention book, we pray to the Lord. For the Tornetta family and the JMAR Foundation of Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, and for their intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase of vocations to priestly life, to blessings on married couples, and on singles within our church seeking to find God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for the troubled spots in the world, in Ukraine, in Haiti, in Yemen, in Sudan, and other troubled spots where they seek God and seek God's mercy and compassion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving and gracious Lord, receive all our prayers that we make in faith through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Thank you. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look with favor, O Lord, upon the sacrificial gifts offered here, that celebrating in mystery the passion of your Son, we may honor it with loving devotion through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father, most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured his passion so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the mystery, the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, and all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant a peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with one another a sign of this peace and friendship. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting. Thank you.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go now in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.